Does that tie us in? We're getting it anyway.
That's Matt, and that was stated on the record as to we can award it without. We don't buy it until we have the agreement. And it sounds to me like they've already purchased it.
And
for
that's
the lot
why I've been such a stickler on that, because several many years ago, as soon as it's awarded, people are like ordering their items that were awarded, and we do not do it like that anymore. Because we want to make sure that agreement goes through and both parties sign.
Mm-hmm.
Then is when the actual purchase takes place.
I can remember that happening.
Yeah.
And that goes with the purchasing policy also, that the PO also needs to go through, which also notifies her, or Nikki, notifies Nikki so she can verify that a agreement has been finalized and everything.
Now, there have been instances where we need to hold it, mm-hmm. but we already know where the money's coming out of and that mm-hmm. it's good. The company just needs a PO to hold it. Now, that has happened in the past.
So you've never carried bodies before, but you will do that from now on. You're going to pick up bodies instead of going through the funeral home.
The majority of the time, yes. Funeral home will still come out, but the idea behind this is mainly for especially these COVID patients.
Of course, as we know, the FDIC is calling that. We've gotten less, and they're calling it now like it's just something that we live with, like the flu.
And so, I can tell you our numbers have increased in Tampa County, but.
Did you say the FDIC?
FDIC, no. The
CDC.
CDC,
okay. I deal with it. I've been working on the FDIC.
That's why I didn't know what the federal.
too much.
Yeah, I'm going back with them. With the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah.
I was just listening to a doctor on that it's just something that no longer they think as it's mutated that it's getting less and that it will just have to treat it like you would the heavy influenza or the. And they don't. The mask, or I was at a deal this weekend, and Springfield Health Department is looking the same way. No mask. I didn't see any, and they were crowded back to back. So something that but the flu, is the flu contagious?
Sure. Flu's always been
okay.
Contagious.
So then you would probably pick up those.
Yeah, well, I think she's meaning after, was it going to be post-mortem? I think she's meaning, is the flu contagious after death?
It can be. Yeah, certainly.
I think that was her question.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, you know, just a couple incidents. This last snowstorm, we had two deaths, one in Pro Tem and one, it was a long, I don't remember now exactly. But anyway, you know, we could have utilized that vehicle to transport these bodies where the funeral homes have to come out in a van. It's not four-wheel drive. I mean, it was just a perfect opportunity. I was thinking at the time, man, I wish we had that truck now.
And this one is, all three of these are four-wheel drive?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have a motion and a second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'm not sure about it, but I'll vote aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Do you want me to speak with Travis, or do you want Tony to talk to Melissa? Some ARPA funds and.
Well, we've not yet set up the. We've got to set up exactly how we're going to do the ARPA. We've not discussed that.
Okay.
We'll have to.
Okay.
We'll
Is that
be in.
Correct? We've not established who's going to handle it. We need to do that.
Okay.
We'll be in recess. I've got 10:20 a.m. and we'll recess upstairs for executive, for legal, and personnel. Then daily staff review after that. We'll be in recess.